So, the scripture and the sermon. I had a little trouble trying to think of a title for this. And I have quite a bit of scripture I want to talk to you about throughout this sermon. But being I'm a college student, it's finals week. I started an email that said, here's my scripture, here's my sermon title, and it never got sent. So I apologize for that this morning. Another part I meant to put in that email, which will be in there next week, is my personal contact information. So I'm going to go ahead and give you my phone number today, just in case you need me throughout this week. It's 423-381-2299. I call, I text, whatever you need. Leave me a voicemail. Just make sure to say your name first so I know who I'm talking to. But our scripture reading today, before we get to that, I want to talk about faith, hope, and love. So 1 Corinthians 13:13. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. So all three of these, they're really important in our relationship with God. They're the foundation. That's what we should strive for, is these faith, hope, and love, to abound in all three. So over these next couple weeks, I want to explore each of these individually. So this week, I want to talk about faith. So for that, I want to look at Matthew 17:14-20. When they came to the crowd, a man approached Jesus and knelt before him. Lord, have mercy on my son, he said. He has seizures and is suffering greatly. He often falls into the fire or into the water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him. You unbelieving and perverse generation, Jesus replied, how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy here to me. So Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of the boy, and he was healed at that moment. Then the disciples came to Jesus in private and asked, why couldn't we drive it out? He replied, because you have so little faith. Truly, I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. So in the scripture, the disciples, they didn't understand. They didn't understand how they couldn't heal this boy. They've been traveling with Jesus. They've learned from him. They've been given this power. They've been given this authority. But they could not heal this boy. Jesus answered them. He answered their question of why. It's very simple. They lacked faith. So what is faith? Webster's Dictionary defines faith as unquestioning belief, complete trust, confidence, or loyalty. And Hebrews 11:1 defines faith as the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith, it makes the abstract physical. Faith allows you to see the unseen, allows you to believe in something you've never seen. The disciples here, they saw Jesus. They were with Jesus. They learned from Jesus. They saw him heal. He taught them how to heal. He taught them what faith really was. And yet, it says they had lack of faith. Today's even harder. We don't see Jesus. We're not traveling with Jesus. He didn't walk in here and say, look, here I am. Believe in me. He didn't walk in after the resurrection and say, here, touch and believe. So faith, it makes the unseen seen, and it's essential to our relationship with God. Now, faith, it can help you accomplish many things in our lives if you allow it to happen. And I want to talk about a few of those today. So the first, your faith can help save you. In Ephesians 2:8, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is a gift of God. So we're not saved by faith. We're saved by the grace of God. But faith is the avenue, it's the funnel through which this grace reaches us. The grace is always there, but through our faith, we reach out and we accept it. Luke, he gives an account of a time when Jesus was eating supper at a Pharisee's house. During the course of the meal, A known sinner woman came in and began weeping at his feet, anointing his feet with oil and drying his feet with her hair. She was so broken that she could not stop weeping. She knew that her condition was hopeless outside of Jesus. The Pharisee, he began to doubt Jesus for allowing the sinner to touch him. But Jesus responded to the woman saying, "Your sins are forgiven. Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." So through faith, we can access this almighty grace that's extended to all of us, and it will save you. So second, faith, it will defend you. Again, in Ephesians 6:16, in addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. So in Jesus' time, and even before then, the Roman Empire had taken over Israel, and that's all you see is Roman soldiers. Now, Roman soldiers, they had a lot of armor on. That was their defense. This armor included the helmet, the chest piece. They had armor all over. But their favorite part of all that, the most trustworthy part, was their shield. Through this shield, they have been saved. They've deflected swords and arrows. Without the shield, a soldier would have a tough time making it through battle. It would be very difficult. And even today, we're constantly under attack for our faith. Christians around the world, they're being attacked for their faith. People come and say, "No, your faith is not real." And our missionaries are being attacked overseas. But through their faith, they can rely on God to defend them. But if we don't use this faith as a defense, it's not good. You take the hit. It's like you without a shield, a Roman soldier without a shield. He just gets hit, and that's the end of it. But through that faith, through that shield, we're able to defend ourselves. Third, faith, it'll help provide for you. "Those who know your name trust in you, Lord, for have never forsaken those who seek you." That's Psalm 9:10. This verse, it presents an if-then proposition, or cause and effect. It's sort of like a children's book. You ever heard the mouse and the cookie? If you give a mouse a cookie, then he'll want a glass of milk. And, you know, it keeps going and more and more and more. So through growing close to God, it's like this. We put our trust and our faith in him. He will not forsake us. We put faith and trust, and he will give us grace. He will give us protection. He'll give us what we need to go through life and be strong and to share the word with others. "Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon, in all of his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Therefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast in the oven, shall he not more clothe you?" That's Matthew 6:28-30. King Solomon, he had everything you'd ever want in life. He had all the money, he had all the power, he had all the wisdom. But he was not dressed like the lilies of the field. But through faith, through that trust in God, he will provide for us. Fourth, faith will cement you. Early in the morning, they left for the desert of Tekoa. As they set out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Listen to me, Judah, and the people of Jerusalem. Have faith in the Lord your God, and you will be upheld. Have faith in his prophets, and you will be successful." That's out of 2 Chronicles 20:20. It is by our faith that we can obtain this firm foundation. And any other source, it's shaky ground. I'm sure we all know the story of build your house on solid rock. That's what the smart man does. And though rain and winds and storms come by, you'll stand firm. And the other man built it on sand, and his house was swept away. That rock is faith. That rock is our faith in God, our faith in Christ. And through him, we will not be swept away. We may face temptations, and there's many hardships in life, and they come from all sides. But through our faith, we can stand strong. And what better? What better object for our faith, for our trust, for our belief and reliance than the one who is the creator and the sustainer? So through our faith, we can stand strong in the one that made the world, and the one that works through us in the world. Fifth, faith, it'll add punch to your prayer. This is the confidence we have approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. It's 1 John 5:14. One of the biggest concerns, I believe, in the Christian faith today is our lack of faith in prayer life. You can say a prayer, but it doesn't mean anything without faith. It doesn't mean anything at all. Time and time again, God, he continues to prove his ability to provide for us and answer our prayers when we ask according to his will. He shows us, if you look back at all the times, all the hardships, all the times you've prayed, you can see God at work. But yet, we, like the Israelite children in the desert after they left Egypt, we keep walking around in circles, never truly believing, never truly listening. But he was there all along. Moses prayed and he parted the sea. He prayed that and God saved them. Joshua, he prayed for the sun to stand still and God answered. David, he dropped a giant to his knees, empowered by a stronger hand, the hand of God. Faith lives in folded hands. Mountains move when you make a stand. It's never been a case of sleight of hand. It's the power of a praying man or woman. It doesn't matter. As long as it's prayer, it's this faith in prayer, we can do anything. Now, sixth, faith, it will move mountains and change the world. In Matthew 17:20, he replied, "Because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." Has anyone ever seen a mustard seed? It's a tiny, tiny little thing. It says the faith as small as a mustard seed can move a mountain. And I think if you move a mountain, you can do about anything else in the world. And it doesn't take a lot of faith to make us powerful through God. David, he had so much faith in God that he went and fought a giant with only a sling and 5 smooth stones. So through faith, we can move even mountains. This faith, it can heal, it can teach, it can care for us, protect us, and move mountains. Through faith in God, all things are possible. If you'll pray with me. Lord, thank you again for this beautiful day you've given us. Work through us. Allow us to see that this faith, this strength through you, is always there. And Lord, give us the strength in times that we need it to stand firm and to show your faith, our faith in you, to all the world. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.